I'm stood with Julie Nelson, who runs Raspberry Catering. It's a business that she set up earlier this year in Cwmbran. Hi, Julie. Tell me a bit about the business that you set up and also the supper clubs that I've heard about.
Okay. Well, I set Raspberry Catering up just in April this year. I was out of work at the time, being made redundant. I've always wanted to do something with food. So I've started catering mainly to the business sector, but what I wanted to get over was proper cooking, healthy cooking and local produce. The supper club idea was always in my mind, and then I met somebody in North Wales while I was on ITV's Britain's Best Dish, who runs a supper club in North Wales.
What is a supper club?
Right, quite often I get asked this. They started in London and Bristol. Basically, because it's, you know, quite expensive to go and eat out in a restaurant, lots of people started having suppers in their home, and we were called underground restaurants. And instead of just inviting their friends, anybody could come along and make a contribution. So they were known as secret supper clubs. The reason for the secret was because the homes wouldn't be registered with the local authority, and also because of planning, they wouldn't be able to charge. So I fancied doing something along this line to promote healthier eating, home produce, good cooking, etc. My husband wasn't too happy with having it in the house, as I cater from home at the moment, and he thinks it's enough. And got chatting to a chap at a local pub, a really nice local pub, and we decided to give it a go there. So once a month, I have a supper at the Bush Inn in Upper Cwmbran. I produce the menu. It's always homegrown produce, local produce, meat is sourced locally from a local butcher, and I cook and make everything myself.
I read on your blog earlier that you had a bit of a shortage of local carrots and local beans.
Yes.
So you put a bit of an appeal out.
Yeah, I did. I sort of preempted, because we've recently tried to start growing our own veg. We've got a bit of a difficult garden with the woods, but we've been pot growing, if you like, and anticipated that I would have enough beans and carrots from what we've grown, but unfortunately I haven't. So I've put an appeal out to anybody with an allotment, a garden, anybody in the area would like to make a contribution. I will then make a donation to them, because obviously, you know, I don't expect them to do it for nothing, just so I can have some fresh local produce.
And you've had a donation already?
I've had some donations, yeah. Still need the carrots and the beans, but I've been quite inundated with maras, which isn't a problem. Beautiful apples, tomatoes, pears, courgettes, lots of things, yeah.
And then, I see, just before we started speaking, you gave me a taster of some lemon curd you had made. You told me the recipe was a bit unusual to the normal one.
Very unusual. Now, I'm not allowed to call it lemon curd, because lemon curd is something that is of a very specific recipe. It's got to be a specific amount of eggs, a specific amount of butter, sugar and lemon. So my recipe I've made, and lots of people have now tasted it, and they think it's superb. Has no eggs in it, and has only a very small amount of butter, has lots of lemon, some sugar, and the main ingredient, surprisingly, is marrow.
Very healthy, then.
It's very healthy, it's extremely tasty, it's absolutely lovely, and people are asking to buy it, so that's what I'm going to do.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Well, I hope Saturday goes well.
Okay.
And I hope you some local people dig up some carrots and beans from the garden and donate them to you.
Yes, please.